Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Monday, December 6. First, the weather. The chance of rain increases to 30%. The high will reach around 80 and drop to 68 at night. Let's get things started with sports betting. The Seminole Tribe's Hard Rock Sportsbook says it has suspended its Florida operation. The move comes after an appellate court ruling that rejected its request to continue online sports betting as it pursues an appeal of a lower court decision. A Tribe spokesman says that account balances for all current players will be refunded as requested. It may be months before the Tribe is allowed to resume its sports book as the legal challenge goes through the court. Two lawsuits challenging the legality of the compact were brought by the owners of Magic City Casino and Bonita Springs Poker Room, and a group of plaintiffs that includes No Casinos and Miami businessmen Armando Codina and Norman Brayman. But after the lawsuits were filed, the Tribe quietly opened an early access launch of its sports book app on November 1. The opening allowed anyone in Florida over age 21 to place bets on sporting events using the Hard Rock Sportsbook app. In zoo news, for more than 2 decades, a 7-foot-tall ostrich called Zoo Miami home. The flightless bird was known to share a habitat with the giraffes and zebras and for turning red during breeding season. 27-year-old Red was found dead last week by his keepers. A necropsy was completed, but there was no initial cause of death determined. More in-depth testing is being done over the next several weeks. With the loss of Red, Zoo Miami no longer has any ostriches. In the Florida Keys, a Monroe County commissioner, who was arrested on a domestic abuse charge, has informed Governor Ron DeSantis that he is taking a 30-day leave of absence to address personal issues. Eddie Martinez represents one of the 2 Monroe County districts in Key West. For more news from the Florida Keys, go to flkeysnews.com. In real estate news, Miami's coastline condos drew a stampede of buyers in the 3 months after the June Tower collapse in Surfside. It showed the condo market's resilience despite the tragedy. Third quarter condo sales figures for the 8 beachfront communities show that a sharp increase of buyers closed purchases along the coast. Almost double the number of buyers compared to the same quarter last year bought properties in South Beach, Mid Beach, North Beach, Surfside, Ball Harbor, and Sunny Isles Beach. That's according to sales data from the Miami Association of Realtors. And finally, Miami's over-the-top Christmas bar is back. And this time it has popped up in 2 locations. The pop-up holiday bar Miracle in Miami is serving up holiday cocktails along with Christmas music and events. The bar has set up shop in the hidden bar at Gramps in Wynwood and has taken over the hub at the Door Al Yard. Both locations are hosting holiday karaoke, cocktail workshops, and onesie parties. Expect popular holiday cocktails like the Christmapolitan and Bad Santa. Miracle in Miami is open through December 26. For more on what to do around town, go to miami.com. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.